of law.
Is it defamation of character to call someone a racist and a bigot? Those hot words appeared in the case of the perturbed professor, Charlie Boone, with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Professor James Soderman taught at King's College. He also had authority over student affairs and college policies. The college had an Asian students' union. The union wanted to hold an on-campus theme dinner reflecting Asian culture. They set the date as December 7th. But Professor Soderman canceled the dinner because it was the same date of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor back in 1941. Some members of the faculty strongly criticized the cancellation. So did the college newspaper. One member of the college administration was Charles Takata, whose parents had been severely burned by the American atomic bomb attack on Hiroshima. He wrote Soderman saying he was appalled by the cancellation. He said this is not only demonstrating an incredible level of bigotry, but total ignorance of the need to recognize ethnic differences and the discrimination that can arise because of them. He added that this cancellation was an example of racist and bigoted action. Takata circulated copies of the letter to the administration, student associations, and the college newspaper. Soderman met with the chancellor and said, "The fact is, many Americans lost family members in that raid of December 7, 1941. I felt it would be a slap in the face to them to permit a college celebration on that date." The chancellor said, "Well, I doubt that many would feel that way." And he issued a statement that the decision was an error of judgment. Soderman was greatly embarrassed and hurt by the affair, suffered psychiatric disability. He later sued Takata and the college for defamation of character. In court, his attorney said, "Takata's letter plainly calls Soderman a racist, a bigot. Now, those words are statements of facts which are not true. They were circulated to others and caused Soderman deep pain and distress. This is defamation, and he is entitled to substantial damages." Takata's attorney said, "The Constitution permits and protects the free expression of ideas. You have to look at all the circumstances to decide what is fact and what is a mere blowing off of steam. Now, here we have not fact, but an expression of an idea. And no matter how false an idea may be, the law will not punish it." Would you rule for or against the perturbed professor? We'll return with the court's verdict in just a moment. Is it defamation of character to call someone a racist and a bigot? Not in this case, said a California appeals court. We must look at the whole picture. The writer was clearly angry and resentful toward Professor Soderman. The letter is more an expression of feelings than a literal factual accusation. It is more opinion than fact, and as such, not actionable. Professor Soderman cannot recover damages in this California appeals case. It's a Point of Law on WCCO.